Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 16th. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site covering most tracks in North America and legal in most states. Check out amwager.com for more information. And you can also get the Key Races and Bets podcast by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with the California Cup Oaks, one of many good stakes races on the card at San Lito on Saturday, January 16th. And this one has a post time of 5:30 Eastern and 2:30 Pacific. Closing Remarks won impressively and with maturity in her career debut in August in a turf sprint, then stretched out to stakes company the first week in October and ran very well in 4th of 9, just a nose from 3rd. The third horse came back to win her next start. That was an open race. Open is not restricted just to statebreds, as compared to this race for cowbreds only. For a third career start, she stepped up even higher in class into the grade 3 Jimmy Durante Stakes. In that race, she was running very well early when third and fourth before running into a brick wall at the most critical stage of the race. Finding no room to run, jockey Rispoli gave up and she finished last of 10. Rispoli wanting to ride her back is a big sign, and particularly considering the third and second horses came back to win and finished second respectively in the open Blue Northern Stakes recently, Closing Remarks has a big shot to win with a trouble-free trip. Sensible Cat and Westward Breeze form an uncoupled entry from the Carla Gaines barn, both sharing the same owner. Sensible Cat won a turf route easily in her second career start in November, then followed up that win with a win in a dirt route in a similar cowbred stakes last month at Los Alamitos. Mike Smith was up for the turf win, gets back on, while Juan Hernandez, up for the win last time out, moves to Westward Breeze. Westward Breeze won at first asking on turf in a sprint in October, stretched out to two turns and moved to dirt for the same stakes won by her stablemate Sensible Cat. It may not have been she didn't like the dirt, as she really had no shot after getting sandwiched badly at the start and losing many lengths. Still, she put herself into the race and was just three lengths back with a quarter mile to go until she ran out of gas from having to rally mid-race. The Dam of Westward Breeze has produced two foals that really liked routing on turf, so this gal could run well going along on the grass, and she did win her sprint debut, which gives her a strong chance here. In the Cal Cup Oaks, race 6 at Santa Anita on Saturday, January 16th, with a post of 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific, I like Closing Remark at 5-2 or better for a win bet. But we should also consider Sensible Cat and Westward Breeze at 7-2 or more for smaller amounts and Closing Remarks. If the odds are in our favor, it's going to be easy using a dutching tool, just like the one at AmWager. It allocates your wagering dollars for the best edge. It lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, your money is proportioned accordingly. You don't have to do any math. Dutching tool is a great feature, one of many great features for the better at AmWager.com. We'll play some doubles here in race 6, Closing Remarks, Sensible Cat and Westward Breeze, and in race 7, The Chosen Vron, Play Chicken, and Warren's Candyman. And then we'll play a pick 3 as well. Closing Remarks, Sensible Cat, and Westward Breeze in race 6. The Chosen Vron, Play Chicken, Warren's Candyman in race 7. Warden Jerry, North County Guy, and Brander the Bartender in race 8. Moving on to race 7, this is the California Cup Derby with a post of about 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Chosen Vron won impressively in his debut 3 weeks ago, powering away early, never looking back in a field of 10. It might be asking a lot to stretch out to two turns and move from maiden to stakes, but these are just three-year-olds. It's not uncommon. The only other foal of his dam won its only dirt route, and it's a good sign that Joel Rosario rides back. So from the rail, the Chosen Vron should be able to get the lead with ease from the start and play come catch me with the field, which might mean a stakes win in her second career start. Warren's Candyman running the stakes, although he's a maiden, with 5 starts under his belt. The first 4 were on turf, including a half-length defeat to Play Chicken. His most recent was his first start on dirt, a full, decent third-place finish in the same race that Chosen Veron won, which is likely why trainer Craig Lewis entered him here. He's a full brother to multiple stakes winner Warren Showtime, who has won routes on dirt and turf and won a lot of these Calbred stakes. And with Pratt riding, Warren's Candyman may not be good enough to win, but is a maiden in a stakes, so maybe high odds and a big shot to complete an exact or a trifecta at a nice price. Played Chicken won his debut going a mile on grass, no easy task, then ran poorly when cutting back to one turn on dirt in the Golden Stakes Juvenile. However, stretched back out to a mile last month for the nearly identical King Gloria Stakes and adding blinkers, Play Chicken ran big to post a 13-1 upset and now is on a pattern for even better, so rounds out a trio of win contenders. In the California Cup Derby Race 7 at Santa Anita, January 16th, post 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, the Chosen Veron is the horse we'll look to first to make a win bet at 9-5 or better. But for smaller amounts, we should definitely consider win bets at Warren's Candyman and Play Chicken at 4-1 or more. And this is a perfect race to use a dutching tool like the free one at AM wager, which allocates your money based on the odds. For the exacta, we're going to play a box of the Chosen Veron, Warren's Candyman, and Play Chicken. And we'll play a trifecta of the Chosen Veron, Warren's Candyman, and Play Chicken over all over the Chosen Veron, Warren's Candyman, and Play Chicken. When play these two bets in combination, they cover any of two of the three contenders coming in first and second or first and third. For doubles, the Chosen Veron, Play Chicken, and Warren's Candyman. And in race 8, Wart and Jerry, North County Guy, and Brando the Bartender. For the pick 3, the Chosen One, Veron, Play Chicken, and Warren's Candyman in race 7. Warden Jerry, North County Guy, and Brown the Bartender in race 8. Tigre de Sluggo, Fashionably Last, and Lord Loudmouth in race 9. Tigre de Sluggo, Fashionably Last, and Loudmouth in race 9. Moving on to race 8, the Turf Classic Stakes. Race 8, Santa Anita, Saturday, January 16th, post 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. Warden Jerry drops from the Grade 2 Hollywood Turf Cup, where he's beaten just 4 lengths in 12 horse field into this Calbred Stakes, and that's significant, particularly as he finished second in this race last year off the same prep. He then won the Grade 3 San Luis Race Stakes on the Santa Anita turf, both under Pratt, who gets back on after 2 races with other jockeys. That's pretty much all I need to see given to give him slight preference among 3 which can win here. North County Guy also ran in the Turf Cup, where he finished 10th, but prior to that, at this 9 furlong trip and at Santa Anita, he won really nicely by almost 4. That effort was good enough if repeated to have a say in the outcome here, and particularly as just before that, he was in the thick of the action in the Grade 2 Del Mar Handicap, was only beaten 3 3/4 lengths, which is kind of similar to what Warden Jerry was in the Turf Cup. North County Guy deserves respect here as a contender. Brando the Bartender has not been worse than 3rd in 10 straight. Although he only won 1 of those, he's very intriguing here. He's an 8-year-old with over $500,000 banked. He makes his 3rd start off a layoff, and he gets Rispoli back, who rode him to miss by a neck at Del Mar with a 105 Equibase speed figure close enough to the 107 Warden Jerry earned in the Turf Cup. That makes him a contender. Blinkers come off. He'll get the rail. He could go to post at high odds, and I will not leave him out as my contenders. For the exacta, we'll be adding Margo's Boy and Kono for second position for more coverage. For the Turf Classic, race 8 at Santa Anita, post 6:30 on January 16th, Warden Jerry's the win bet at 2-1 or more. But we'll also consider North County Guy and Brando the Bartender for smaller amounts at 4-1 or more. And again, a dutching tool like the freeoneandamwager.com really helps you to allocate your money for an edge when you have an edge like this to bet more than one horse in a race, which is not a bad idea when you're going to get some value. For the exacta, Warden Jerry, North County Guy, and Brando the Bartender over Warden Jerry, North County Guy, Brando the Bartender, Margo's Boy, and Kono. And doubles, if you want to play doubles, even if you're live in the pick 3 in race 8, Warden Jerry, North County Guy, and Brando the Bartender. In race 9, Tigre de Sluggo, Fashionably Fast, and Loudmouth. Moving to the end of this great four-way sequence of stakes race at Santa Anita on Saturday, January 16th, we have the California Cup Sprint Stakes, post of 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. And Tigre de Sluggo has won 3 of 4 dirt sprints, including his most recent race, November 27th, which was a stakes-quality effort in which he closed from 5th of 8 at the top of the stretch, powered away late. Rosario was up for the first time, rides back. The son of Smiling Tiger could win his first stakes race here as he moves to Calbreds only, off an allowance win against Open Company, based on a career-best 106 figure, which is bound to be improved upon. He gets pace to run at with Better Trip Nick and Brickyard Ride both being need lead types who can easily run the opening half mile in 44 flat. And his dam has been really prolific. 5 of her 9 foals have won dirt sprints. He didn't debut until late this 4-year-old year, but has done little wrong since and gets slight preference in a really good betting race. Fashionably Fast put together 6 wins in a row from June 2019 to January 2020, including last year's edition of this race, with a field-high 110 figure. He stepped into top-graded company last June, finished second in the Triple Bend Stakes before a poor effort at the Bing Crosby, which led to 5 months off. Fashionably Fast is working well for his comeback, and there's no doubt he can win this. Loudmouth just won the similar Cary Grant Stakes at Del Mar at 7 furlongs at the end of November. There's no issue with cutting back to 6 furlong as he's won at the distance previously. The win to Cary Grant followed a strong 4-length win at Santa Anita, both wins coming under Abel Cedillo, who rides back. The first of the two earned a 106 figure, which puts him right there with Tiggery de Sluggo, and Loudmouth has a stalking style which benefits from the likely early pace battle. In the California Cup Sprint Stakes, Race 8 Santa Anita, post 7 Eastern 4 Pacific on Saturday, January 16th, Tiggery de Sluggo and Fashionably Fast can both be bet to win a 2-1 or more, and we consider a win bet on Loudmouth at 3-1 or more. And again, this is where you can make more than one win bet. I do it often. You're giving up a little bit of edge because not more than one horse can win, but if you're getting good value and use a dutching tool, you can make a nice profit. In the Exacta box, Tiggery de Sluggo, Fashionably Fast, and Loudmouth. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, amwager.com. Check it out if you're not already a member. It's free. It's legal in most states. It covers most tracks. They got some very good rewards for the bettors and some great tools. Check out amwager.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.